This is Carrie Steller with In the Girls Corner, and I am here speaking to Matt Mosh. Matt is fighting for Men of War next Saturday. That is November 18th, Men of War 19. We are super excited. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I mean, training has been great. Preparation, everything is pretty smooth. But yeah, I'm super pumped for this matchup. I mean, especially title. I've never really fought for a title before, so it's like a new scene. But like, I'm excited, you know.
That's huge. That's a gigantic step. And this is your first one, and that's amazing, especially for Men of War. They have a great promotion. Have you fought for them before?
Yeah, actually, I fought for them a couple times, and I love it. I mean, my first super fight was at a Men of War event, and I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was great.
They put on a really, really great production, so it has to feel nice to have a title fight for, you know, promotion that puts on a great show for the fighters, for the fans, for you guys athletes, which is huge.
Yeah, and I like, you know, I know Eugene just by, you know, from Mike knowing him and like seeing him a lot, and it's just good to like support his show, you know, and him giving me an opportunity to perform, you know, what I do best. So
absolutely. How long have you been training, and how did you get into it?
I've been training for around 5 years now, and I got into it from my best friend and his dad started. So we actually did karate, which wasn't like, you know, it was like that dojo karate. It wasn't like, you know, and they got into it, and they told me, hey, like, we should come and train. And I was like, okay. And, you know, I started off a little like, I didn't like it too much. And then I just fell in love with it. And like, I just never stopped. And I guess here we are. So
and it's true. I feel like people do, they either fall in love with it or they don't. And one of my friends and I started training a little bit before her, like a couple of years ago, 2 years ago. And then she came in and started training with me, and she, I guess about like 6, 7 months later, she was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. No, I see it all the time.
I'm like, oh, you've accomplished what you wanted.
Yeah. I see that all the time. Like a bunch of like my friends would come in and they're like, I don't know if I like it. And I'm like, you don't gotta like, I love it, you know? Like
you have to really, really love it. I mean, especially if you're in there all the time. You know, people are like, how many days a week do you train? I'm like, 5, 6 sometimes. They're like, that's a lot. I'm like, no, I enjoy it.
Yeah. No, it's great.
And you train at Black Hole Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah, so that's where I've trained predominantly. Like that's, you know, my main training place. I'll bounce around with their locations. They have a couple different locations. But it's mainly HQ and Wappingers. I train out of there as much as I can.
Oh, that's really cool. Mikey Wacker is a fantastic coach. How long have you, did you start doing jiu-jitsu there, or is that somewhere you landed?
Yeah, actually, I started in Mike's kids program when I was around like 12. So I was like hitting that age where it's like, you're about to leave the kids program. So I was in the kids program for like a year and a half or so, or two. And then I was moved up to like the adult program. And then I just kind of took off from there. But yeah, I started with Mike, and, you know, taught me everything I know.
Did you do any wrestling in high school with it, since you had the jiu-jitsu background?
Yeah, so I started wrestling in seventh grade, and wrestled throughout high school, and I did pretty well. I mean, I think, like, considering I trained all 4 years, like, jiu-jitsu throughout high school, I think it definitely helped me out, especially with, like, all the different walks of people who you get. You know, it's like you'll either get this seasoned vet wrestler who, you know, knows the ins and outs, and then you get, like, you know, somebody who's not, doesn't know the ropes too well. But I mean, I learned so much when it comes to wrestling from training there, you know.
Absolutely. And I mean, you can apply it to everything you do. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people do put wrestling under their belt now. However, having as much experience as you do puts you at a different level. I mean, I've wrestled with, and trained with people that are actual like wrestlers like yourself, and it's a whole different ball game than rolling with somebody that just does jujitsu. It's like, oh, okay.
Because you get like 100%, especially like those really like D1 wrestlers who like jump into jiu-jitsu. It's like, oh my God,
It's
these guys.
incredible.
Yeah, no,
It's a
but
smart move too, especially if like, after college or after high school, what would be next? Jiu-jitsu would be a really good transition, in my opinion.
I mean it goes hand in hand all the time, you know.
Is jiu-jitsu the only thing you want to do, or are you planning on maybe getting into MMA?
I right now I think my goals are set with jujitsu, just when it comes to what I want to do in the sport, but I'm not turning down like trying MMA. I know I do a little bit of striking here and there, but nothing where it's like every day. So I think I'll start that in a bit for sure. But I just jujitsu is on my horizon, on my focus right now.
What are in your plans for jiu-jitsu? What do you see in your future?
So I was actually supposed to like really well tomorrow I was supposed to go to Texas for a super fight. But it just didn't work out and all that. But I was supposed to hit that, and then we had the Men of War, and then it was straight after Men of War, right into Worlds, Nogi Worlds, and then
Oh, you're going
trial. So I'm gonna capture that world title, and then for West Coast Trials, that's gonna be like the next main one that like just make a big camp out of it. And make a run.
That's
So,
amazing. Have you ever been to Vegas?
no, actually, no. I've been to Texas though, like because we were just talking about that. I've been to Texas for Pan Ams, but never Vegas. So I'm super pumped for that.
This is a really cool place. In general, I don't drink. One time when I did, I was drinking, and the other time I went, I wasn't. It doesn't even matter if you drink or if you don't. It's just such a cool place. There's so many things to see. If I was you and you have time, go walk the just walk around, walk the strip, see what's out there. All the hotels are cool,
Okay.
and they
Definitely. What do you say?
and they have great food
Yes.
everywhere.
So I
Not
hear.
eat in Vegas. Do
Yeah.
you know
No.
where worlds are being held there?
I saw the address the other day, but I don't recall.
I'm gonna have to look it up because there can be some of the venues there are amazing. I can't wait to find out how that went.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Now, were you gonna go? You're not doing the Texas match this weekend. That's what I think Marissa said she was doing.
So Marissa's down there with Jay, Alexa, like those are all my teammates.
Awesome.
They're down, they're in Texas as we speak. Just gotta make weight, I think tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow morning
Yeah.
early they're going make weight, and then it's showtime after that. So
That's amazing. That's amazing. You train with some fantastic people. What is it like training with Marissa, Fatima, everybody that you train with? It's just insane.
No, I mean it's an honor. I mean, especially like, I mean, Marissa's she definitely runs me for my money. She's very good. Fatima, I mean, she's you see if you saw her combat jiu-jitsu worlds match, I mean, that's all you gotta see.
I did.
It's just, so much knowledge. And then training with Danielle is also, I mean, one of the coolest things, definitely. She may look like she's small and like, you can maybe nope. She's very technical, very sharp. Like, it's really just insane the level of difference. But it's great. It's great. I learned a lot from, girls as much as the guys. I mean, everyone there just pushes me 100%. So
One of the best, I would call it academies up in, I would say, upstate area. They fantastic black hole jujitsu. They produce so many amazing athletes. I'm very good friends with Lizzie Van Zandt. So I was at the Invicta card that Lindsay and Fatima both fought on. So it was really, really nice that all my friends were on there.
Really? That's
Yeah.
nice. That's
All my
good.
friends fought on there. And I do journalism. So I went there, did interviews, covered the fight. It was so great. It was such a good time. All the girls are amazing. And it was really cool seeing them all training together. And, even the girls that don't train upstate, but that they train in New Jersey, it was just nice to see the camaraderie, everything going on.
Yeah. That must have been great. 100%. Seeing your friends compete out there.
That was wild. It was such a good time. And I'm going to be at Men at War, so I'm really excited to see you compete and to see your title match. How has your camp and training been up until this point? I mean, you're a week out, so you're probably taking it not as hard as you were a week or so ago.
Yeah, so camp's been pretty good. We've been doing a lot of worlds prep. And just before that, we were doing a lot of trials prep. So honestly, it was a lot of, I mean, for trials, it was a lot of wrestling based, staying on top. For worlds prep, it's kind of just more learning about the point system. So both camps are really just prepping me for these super fights as well. Like, I mean, it goes hand in hand. Like, you do wrestling, you stay on top, you're gonna play your guard, you gotta sweep, all that. It's been really good, especially how Mike runs it, and some of my training partners. It's going very well. So
That's amazing. Do you have anything that you do outside of jujitsu and training? Any kind of hobbies? Anything that you like?
it might seem like, he just focused on that. I mean, it mainly is that. It's all I really do like. I'm not really a big guy into like video games. I'd say me like I could definitely skate. Like, I could hit a couple tricks for sure.
Oh, you like skateboarding? Cool. That's different.
I'm decent at chess. I'm all right. What
Not
else?
surprised.
And then, I mean, honestly, that's really it. It's just training
But those
nonstop.
are two really great things. One, chess is amazing. I'm not very good at it and I don't play often. I used to, but you can apply it to jujitsu, especially if you're a competitor. I also shoot pool, so I can apply everything that I do. And jujitsu changed my entire pool game, which was wild. And I watched it change like overnight. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And it's so wild.
Yeah, no, a lot of stuff goes hand in hand, especially the mental aspect of it. So
Absolutely. And you have a great head about you. You're young, I can tell, and I mean that in the best way possible. How do you keep such a well-rounded mind and keep in focus at your age and not go out and party and do the stupid shit that everybody else?
It's kind of like, I think there's a couple things that go into it. I think the people you surround yourself with, it's you got to be around the guys who are going to push you and push themselves. And also, I think once you set goals that may seem like kind of out there and like, oh, well, that's an achievement, it kind of like brings a bar up, the normalcy. Like, it's like, you set a goal so high that you're gonna have to bring up, your actions, your normal day-to-day stuff. And there's also a ton of responsibilities, like for me at least, it's like Mike has me doing the teaching the kids program full time. So it's kind of like you gotta focus, and like too many distractions, especially for me, will throw me off. So it's like I like to just stay focused with what I like, So.
How amazing is it teaching kids? That's something that I actually am looking forward to doing someday, because I do enjoy showing people like how to do things or different ways to get into things. And I'm so new at it, but like, I mean, I'm a brand new blue belt, but it's still, I can show, I've watched myself teaching belts and people things that like, I'm like, oh shit, try this, So like, I would definitely enjoy that. And I love kids, so it's got to be really cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I mean, sometimes it can get a little crazy, but I mean, otherwise, like it's really a good like experience in itself. I mean, the whole aspect of yeah, giving them, you know, teaching them a part of my game and just like the sport, but also like giving them the opportunity that like I was given. You know, I grew up in the kids program, so like seeing these kids, it's kind of like a look in the past. You know, it's like a mirror. It's like, wow, like you know, you can, you know, you're 13. I started when I was 13. You know, 12. If you want to do it, you know, here's the opportunity. So, it's, I mean, it's amazing.
It is. And kids are great. And you learn while you're teaching, which is amazing too. You know, you get things that you never really picked up before, and it just makes it so much easier. And speaking of that, since you've been wrestling for so long and you know, you're competing now, how do you apply your wrestling weight cut to your jiu-jitsu weight cut? Do you even cut weight? And if so, how easy is it comparatively to most people because you have that background?
So the way I do it for wrestling and jiu-jitsu, it stays the same pretty much. I'd say for wrestling, especially with like the past or last year's season, I'd say it's easier to cut weight in the season of wrestling, because for me it was practice every day for longer than like my jiu-jitsu practice usually. So it was just very like cardio and like sweat induced, so it was easier to cut the weight and maintain that lower weight. Jiu-jitsu, I mean 100% sweat like no one's business, but I feel like there's 100% a difference in I'd say maybe how hard practices can get and like that kind of stuff. So I mean the whole weight cut when it comes to jiu-jitsu, it translates like the mentality and like even diet stuff like that, but I'd say it's definitely easier to maintain the weight in the season, you know, because it's day to day and you got those coaches who are, you know, if you ever wrestle in high school, it's like you got coaches who are checking your weight at the lunch period or like after right after school, hey, come down, check your weight, you know, like so it's much more like so.
Yeah. Now, okay. So speaking of diet, I am a huge foodie,
Okay.
and would make it extremely hard. Not really good. I can look at food and lose weight. However, I do eat. What, how do you stay away from junk and food that's not great for you when you know you have to do, I mean, I guess it's easy when you know you have to cut weight, but you know, to stay in shape, it's not easy. I mean, I walk past Twinkies all the time and I'm like,
100%. Like, it's definitely not an easy thing, especially with somebody who like, I mean, like myself, I mean, I'll just keep eating and like there's nothing stopping me. It's kind of just I have to make the weight, so I just tell myself like don't eat that brownie, you know, like it's not worth it. Just eat after, you know, I always like that, like when I would eat after a match, it's like, oh, this is my reward, you know. I remember I cut for trials this past trials East Coast, and it was a pretty hard cut. And having like a Gatorade after weigh-ins was probably like the highlight, or like a liquid IV. I mean, that thing was like the best thing I tasted. It
Oh, that's
was,
amazing. I think it
yeah,
was the best drink I ever had in my life. Do
honestly, yeah, but.
you have a victory meal that you love? I know I have a couple of friends that are fighters. One of my friends, she loves Taco Bell after her fight. Do you have any kind of a victory meal that you're like, that's my go-to?
I'd say chicken and waffles, but that's not super like accessible a lot of times. I get that from like a diner here locally. But I'd say probably if it's not that, probably just a burger and fries. And it's like that's like a go-to, you know?
Fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Five Guys, you know, that usually does it.
I was going to ask you, do you have a certain burger joint? And that's the perfect answer. Five Guys is great. I mean, in the way of a faster food restaurant, because it's not really fast food, it's definitely one of the better ones when you want to go and eat out. And
100%.
yeah, because like, I mean, the rest of the shit with the stuff that we have in our food is horrendous. So I could
Yeah.
imagine that you'd like that better. And I definitely do too. Do you do any meal prepping?
Yeah, so especially when it comes to like cutting, I mean, I'm going 55 for this fight for Men at War. So that's not honestly a bad cut at all. It's kind of like just train and it'll come off. But I do meal prep when it's the bigger cuts. I'll do a lot of like just really basic things, whether it's very small portion rice, but mainly it's either just a lot of meat, like chicken. I mean, I'll have a lot of chicken, steak, fish, and then like lighter snacks, very light, you know, hard boiled eggs, tuna, that type of stuff.
Smart. That's the best way to do. I mean, that and that's people that will sit there and say, "Oh, it doesn't taste great." No, you can make anything taste really good if you use the right stuff and you're not, you know, going out to a fast food restaurant and putting in a package of whatever they have there. You know, it's. I tell people you really got to look and you really. I mean, because you see people that eat or drink rather, you know, protein shakes. And I was just talking about it yesterday, and they're gigantic, and it's like. But you know, it's the way and what you're putting in there. People don't realize like certain foods don't process through your body in the way that you eat them. Bananas, if you eat a banana whole, your body breaks it down so much easier and the sugar doesn't turn into fat. Now, if you eat it in a smoothie or something where it's like ground up or whatever, or then it just the sugar stays and that's why people gain so much weight.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. When you don't, yeah, it's like you got to know your body. Like when you what you put in, it's like what you're gonna get out, you know?
I was just gonna say that it's absolutely what you're gonna get out. And like, I mean, like I said, I'm a foodie, so I love my junk foods. I love my snacks, but I'll go to a place that I know, you know, like a Whole Foods or something, and get something that's not so bad.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I only have a short amount of time left, and I know that you have to go train, or I'm sure you do, because I know you're training all the time. I wanted to know, is there any sponsors that you want to thank? Anything that I didn't ask you that you want to get out there?
Sponsor is a good one. I One Sleeve, I mean, Jay, he's the biggest help of anything. He'll do anything for me. He's just hands down best sponsor, best friend. And then Hemp Honey for Life, they're pretty good. I tried their product at a recent jujitsu event and we just kind of like talked and it's great for recovery and then even sleep. And then that's really it. I think that's it. Yeah.
Jeb, your training partners.
I mean, Jay, Marissa, Alexa, Colby, a bunch of, I mean, Danielle, they're all savages. They all beat me up. So.
I love it. I love it. Matt, where can everybody find you on social media?
My Instagram, Matt_Mosh. And yeah, I mean, Instagram is the main one, so you can find me there.
Amazing, Matt. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do an interview with me. And I look forward to meeting you on Fight Night, November 18th for Metaphor 19.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I will tag you in everything. I'll put a promo post up on Instagram.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too.